Nearly 2 years into the war in Gaza, UNICEF estimates that more than 50,000 Palestinian children have been killed or injured. Reporter Ari Daniel brings us this story from nearby Lebanon, where a doctor and his team are racing to heal the handful of kids they can reach.
It's clear in an instant. Dr. Hassan Abu Sitta is just really good with kids. Here at his weekly clinic at the American University of Beirut Medical Center, he's meeting 6-year-old Kenzi Madhun for the first time. Kenzi has eyes the color of dark chocolate. Her face is framed beneath a pink straw hat that covers a scar above her hairline. On her left hand, I see the drawing of a little heart. Her right arm, though, is missing. Kenzi's dad, Adam Madhun, brought her here to Lebanon, hoping Abu Sitta and his colleagues can help his daughter have a normal life.
What I wish for is for her to do whatever she wants to do, like there are games that need two hands, or when she wants to wear her clothes, the simplest things.
But these simple things will require many complexities. To start with, Dr. Abu Sitta says he's focusing on Kenzi's missing limb.
The biggest question is, how can I improve the quality of that remnant of her upper arm? Because that is the determinant of the quality of the prosthetic that she'll get.
The doctor escorts the father and daughter into an exam room. Kenzi walks confidently with the group of adults. Abu Sitta says that during his assessment, he'll not just be looking at Kenzi as the 6-year-old she is today, but also as the 18-year-old she'll become.
You are trying to reconstruct a moving object, which is the growing body that always outgrows the injured part.
And that means multiple surgeries over multiple years. It's work that Abu Sitta has mastered over 3 decades, repairing the wounds of thousands of children like Kenzi, caught in the crossfire of war. He chose this path as a teenager, he says, growing up in Kuwait in a Palestinian family. During the summer of 1982, he remembers watching Israel's invasion of Lebanon on the news.
Seeing medical teams treating the wounded was a strong influence on not just wanting to become a doctor, but the kind of doctor that I wanted to become.
That is, a reconstructive and plastic surgeon who treats those wounded in war.
War injuries are probably the most complex of reconstructive challenges. An explosive will blow rubble, shrapnel into the body. The wave of the blast devitalizes tissues and kills them, and so that needs to all be removed before you can consider reconstructing the limb.
Over the years, Abu Sitta has treated the wounded in numerous conflicts, but it's in Gaza where Abu Sitta has felt a particular calling to help when violence has flared there over and over again. October 7th was no exception, after Hamas-led militants led a surprise attack on communities in southern Israel, killing 1,200 and kidnapping 251 more, according to Israeli authorities. Powerful Israeli retaliatory attacks on Gaza followed.
On the 9th of October, I went into Gaza.
It was shortly thereafter when I first reached Abu Sitta by phone at one of the hospitals in the north. He told me he was hearing shelling every few minutes.
A lot of the wounded are women and children. Sometimes the child is the only survivor. We're about to do another patient with much bigger wound in his thigh, a kind of blast injury. So I'm going to need to go take care. Bye-bye.
Abu Sitta says the conditions in Gaza this time were unlike anything he'd ever seen.
It's the difference between a flood and a tsunami, the scale, the intensity, the sheer ferociousness.
There was only so much Abu Sitta could do from the inside, so after 43 days he left Gaza and eventually made his way to Lebanon.
The expertise in the management of war wounds in Lebanon doesn't exist anywhere else. And so I felt that this is really the place to bring wounded kids for complex reconstructive surgery.
Meanwhile, in Lebanon, many were watching the suffering in Gaza, wanting to help, like Doreen Dandashly, a social activist and former banker.
The fact that you cannot do anything to change what you feel, it's heavy. It's eating us, you know, the helpless feeling. And it's like cancer.
She and a few others knew of Dr. Hassan Abusitta, so in partnership with him, they formed a fund in his name, with the idea of helping war-injured children who've made it out of Gaza. Children like Kenzie Madhun, the 6-year-old with the pink hat. Do you like to dress fashionably?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. 2 weeks after October 7th, Kenzie tells me she was sitting in the garden with her grandfather in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza.
We heard things and then we thought it was fireworks, but it wasn't.
It was an airstrike. The force of the explosion propelled her into the air.
The missile took me up.
Kenzie felt like she was flying, like a superhero.
Superman or Batman.
When she landed, she lost consciousness. Her father, Adam Madhun, wasn't with her, but a journalist friend called to tell him of the attack, that Kenzie had been pulled from the rubble.
They told me that Kenzie died.
Madhun rushed to his daughter and arrived an hour later to discover Kenzie was still alive. Like a phoenix, he says. But she was severely wounded, a fractured pelvis and skull, and a missing arm. Since then,
we stayed together. We've been like twins. I didn't not see her for any day.
Kenzie and her dad managed to leave Gaza, and over the next year and a half, they alternated between Egypt and Turkey for treatment. But it became clear that she needed to see doctors practiced in healing the particular wounds of war. And so Kenzie and her dad arrived in Lebanon to meet with Abusitta and his team. Their first meeting was here at his weekly clinic.
And Shuf is a distraction, is a possibility.
Here?
Abusitta asks his colleagues to order an x-ray of Kenzie's right shoulder because he wants to see if distraction is possible, a procedure that would elongate what's left of her upper arm bone by first fracturing it into two parts.
And then you move them away from each other by 1 millimeter every day, and that induces newborn formation.
Ultimately, Abusitta's colleague, a world expert in bone distraction here, determines he can give Kenzie a critical 3 extra inches in her stump.
It means that what she will end up with is a prosthesis that doesn't have to be secured to her body through a shoulder strap that goes to the other side, but is able to stick to her limb, which makes it better, more appealing physically and functionally.
The process will be painful, the first step in a long medical journey ahead. Kenzie's father is ready. Kenzie is scared.
I'm really afraid. I don't like needles.
I understand. You feel a little nervous now. Is that kind of how you're feeling?
Of course.
That was last Friday. Today was Kenzie's surgery. Abusitta sent me this message.
It went very well. We just finished now. It went very well.
The phoenix has started to regrow her wing. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut.